Measuring on Shabbos. Is it permitted for one to measure on Shabbos, such as, for example, to use a measuring cup or measuring spoon to see how much of a spice, such as salt or pepper, you need to put in a food, so it does not taste bland and so you don't put too much and make it inedible? May one use a measuring stick to measure something on Shabbos? Can you use your fingers or hands for the sake of measuring and weighing something? May you fill up a teaspoon with sugar or coffee for the sake of measuring how much you want to put in your cup? May you use the measuring spoon that's found in Materna and other baby formulas for the sake of scooping up formula for the bottle for the baby? And so on and so forth of questions. What is a clear ruling in the Gemara Maseches Shabbos 157b, brought down in the Rambam Hilcha Shabbos chapter 23 and in the Shulchan Aruch chapter 306 of the Mechaber Halacha 7 and in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in numerous places, including 306.18, 308.88, 323.1, 324.2, and in another three areas regarding Yantiv, as we will mention. So in all the above sources, it states that it is forbidden for one to measure anything on Shabbos. And this prohibition against measuring also applies against weighing. This prohibition likewise extends to Yantif, as explicit in the Gemara Maseches Beitza 29a and recorded in the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber 5061 and in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in 456.9, 5049, and 5061. Hence, we find a total of seven times in different areas that the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch mentions the prohibition against measuring on Shabbos and Yantif. Now, what's the reason behind this prohibition? So the Alter Rebbe explains in a number of places, based on the Rishayim, Tosfos, and Rashi, that the reason is because it appears like a mundane act and a desecration of Shabbos. In the Hebrew words, Maisa Chol V'Zilzula D'Shabbosa. Elsewhere, the Alter Rebbe brings from Rashi that it appears like one is selling, and hence the sages prohibited it from being done. Does it make a difference regarding what you're using to do the measurement? So the Alter Rebbe continues and states in chapter 306, Halacha 18, that the prohibition applies whether you use your hands or measuring tape. So even with your hands, you cannot measure. And certainly applies against using a vessel to measure, as explicitly brought in chapter 3, 23, Halacha 1. Likewise, the Alter Rebbe rules that this prohibition applies whether you're measuring for business purposes or for personal related purposes. All measuring is forbidden. It goes without saying that using a digital measuring item is additionally forbidden due to the prohibition against using electricity. And even mechanical items are forbidden due to the general inclusion in the prohibition of measuring. Thus, practically, on Shabbos, one may not use a measuring cup or measuring spoon to measure how much of a spice to enter to a certain food. Regarding Yantiv, the matter is a bit more complex regarding spices, and it's beyond the scope of this lesson to discuss it. But that certainly is a law regarding Shabbos. Likewise, one may not measure a person's weight or height on Shabbos due to this reason. Accordingly, all instruments which are designated for measuring are muktzah on Shabbos in the status of klisha malach de le'iser, which means that it cannot be moved for its being saved from damage, but it may be moved legufay or lemekayme, which means to use for a permitted purpose or to use its space, including a ruler, a measuring tape, measuring stick, scales, and the like. Now, we stated earlier that it's forbidden to measure using one's hands. What about if one is not really measuring, he's just estimating? So the Alter Rebbe rules in a few different areas that it is permitted for one to measure or weigh be'omud hadas, which means with general evaluation of the amount, which is a rough estimate and not an exact estimate. So for example, I'm allowed to on Shabbos and Yantif to pick up an item with my hand to know its estimate weight so that I can feel it. Seemingly the reason is because it doesn't appear like you're measuring, so it can't be considered a mundane act and a desecration, a belittlement of Shabbos. However, one may not pick up an item with a known weight in one hand and then pick up another item in the other hand in order to compare the weights to each other, as that is a recognizable form of weighing and measuring. Now here's an interesting question. Can you weigh and measure something for no purpose at all, out of habit and boredom, or for the sake of play and fun without any real goal? Such as to measure my finger for no real reason, just because I'm bored and it happens to be that there's a ruler on the table. Or to take a tablespoon from the drawer and use it to scoop up a liquid without intending that it be specifically a tablespoon. So the Alter Rebbe rules in the next halacha in chapter 306, halacha 19, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, that it is permitted for one to measure if he has no intent or purpose in the measuring. and he's simply doing it kimis asik. Now, regarding the definition of the term is asik, there's two options, two possibilities. One is that it means that he's doing it out of habit or boredom, or like in our example, due to lack of another tool or utensil. He doesn't have another spoon. The only spoon he has is the teaspoon or tablespoon. And another option is that it's being done for the sake of play and fun, meaning you are measuring, but it's not for any purpose and goal. It's just having fun and play. So regarding which of the two options are correct, and if both are correct, this is a dispute amongst the Rishayim, as the Rebbe records in a letter in Igros Kodesh, and practically the implication of the Alter Rebbe. The main definition of Misasik is when one has zero intent to measure at all, even for the sake of play and fun, and it just happens to be that the item is being measured. And hence, one should avoid measuring on Shabbos, even if there's no purpose and goal involved, if he is intending to measure. However, from here we can learn that it's permitted for you to use a measuring cup on Shabbos or measuring spoon on Shabbos, simply for the sake of taking content from one area to another, without intent to measure within the spoon or within the cup. Accordingly, it's permitted for one to fill up an entire cup with a drink in order to drink the whole cup, even though technically a full cup is a measurement. Likewise, one may use a measuring cup with different lines of measurement to have a drink if you're not intending to measure anything in it. Likewise, you can fill an entire teaspoon with sugar or coffee with specific intent of this amount. Likewise, one may use a baby formula spoon which contains measuring lines to scoop up formula for the baby if you don't intend on it being any specific amount, but are just using it as a tool to transfer the formula from one area to another. This prohibition of measuring applies even for the sake of one's animals, and hence one needs to measure food for his pet, it may only be done according to estimation. So to summarize this halacha, it's forbidden to measure anything on Shabbos or weigh anything on Shabbos or Yontif, even using your hands, even for non-business related purposes, even for the sake of food such as a spice, although one may measure or weigh using his hand in a way of estimation without exact measurement and without it appearing like you're measuring. Likewise, one may use a measuring item if one has no purpose in measuring while using it. One last subject that we have not even touched upon yet is the subject of whether it's permitted to measure on Shabbos and Yontif for the sake of a mitzvah. This is a quite complex subject containing many contradictions in the Paiskim and will Emiratz Hashem be covered in a future lesson. But for now, you can already be aware that whenever the purpose of the measurement is for the sake of a mitzvah, there's a discussion as to whether it is permitted on Shabbos, despite everything we explained above.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanArucharav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanArucharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.